Entertained a motion to come out of recess and do public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second.
Second.
Mr. Burton, questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearing on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign this sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2108, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This application is filed on behalf of Bellaterra LLC. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with outdoor storage and a retail garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek and Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 39.004 acres, more or less, located on the west side of Spicer Road, approximately 370 feet south of Milton-Ellendale Highway. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 27, Parcel 70. The 911 address is 13482 Spicer Road in Ellendale. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing back in December on this application. At that time, information was submitted into the record from a staff analysis, a conceptual site plan, Sussex Conservation District comments. At that time, the Planning Commission deferred the application. At their meeting on December 21st of this year, the Planning Commission did recommend approval of the conditional use based on reasons 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through, I believe it's O. It is O. So they did recommend it with those conditions. Thank you.
Okay, any questions from council? Seeing none, is the applicant here or someone speaking for the applicant? Come forward, please. Give us your name and address and sign in and then explain to the council why they should act favorably upon your request.
My name is Michael Schimmel. I am the owner of Bellaterra Landscapes in Ellendale, Delaware. Fill this out. My home address is 21429 Belaterra Drive, Lincoln, Delaware. We have been in business for 15 years now. We have expanded multiple times over. We currently employ about 55 employees. That is office staff, including field staff as well. We purchased the farm on Spicer Road in order to alleviate where our shop was prior, which was granted a conditional use back in, I think it was 08 or 09, to run a landscape business out of that property. It was 7 acres, and it was set in a residential area. We outgrew that. We knew that the neighbors probably didn't appreciate us being there, so we decided to go ahead and purchase a larger parcel. By doing so, we realized that we could obviously start growing our own plant material. And that is when we decided, why don't we go into the retail nursery trade and potentially be able to start a retail nursery and garden center. At this point, you can see the front half that runs along Spicer Road. Dogfish Head currently leases that property from us. It's about 12 acres there. They spray their wastewater from brewing beer on that front parcel. The back section behind the pole barn there is a wooded area that consists of about 19 acres. We have no plans of really doing much of anything with that. It was harvested prior to us purchasing the parcel. It was not clear cut, it was select cut, so there is a lot of debris still left back there. But once again, we don't really have any plans of doing much of anything with that. As you can see from the design that you guys have in front of you, the garden center would be placed in front of that little patch of trees there. And, you know, additional greenhouses would be built and installed, you know, pending the approval and moving forward as we grow, literally and figuratively. That's pretty much what I have to say.
Is everything you're going to grow going to be greenhouse grown?
We will be doing field grown and greenhouse grown both. Yeah.
The field grown would go in the backside somewhere. I guess.
Field grown would see where dog legs up at the north side there. Yeah. So the field grown, we have a feeling, will probably go from there on up to where the first windrow, call it the first road access that right. Dogfish Head is using right now, and then off to the southeastern corner. That is also an area that we might be doing some tree field grown product there.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned 30 trucks with trailers, and I went by your old site, and it's pretty crowded there. How many total, right? And then where are they going?
So if I can walk over here. All of this area right here, okay, is considered parking area. It looks small on this, but that probably consists of about an acre and a half, almost 2 acres worth of parking area. Obviously, we have the potential to move back into here if needed, but we're most condensed right in this general area. Right now, we have, when I had said 30 vehicles, that also included employee parking. Typically, the employees park right along here, okay? And then our trucks and trailers are all condensed right in this general area. All of the office staff, you can see here, they park basically right in front of the office at this point.
So it's 30 trucks?
Combined, well, it's 30, it would be 30 trucks plus the additional employee vehicles. And it's hard to gauge the number of vehicles because I have some guys that come in 3-4, you know, in one car. So even though I have 55 employees, it might be 20 employee vehicles along with the additional trucks. I own right now 25 vehicles. Some of them are take-home vehicles for management staff, so they're not there all the time. They're field staff. They take them home at night. So it's kind of a mixed bag of the trucks and trailers.
And then you mentioned that the 20 acres in the rear would be, you don't mention the word preserved, but you mention the word not used.
Yeah, as of right now, I have no intention of using it. The only thing that anybody has brought to my attention was if we had actually planted it with pine trees for Christmas tree sales.
For sales.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that's something that is going to take a bit of time and money and effort in order to clear, you know, clean cut stumps and clean up debris that was left from the tree removal back there.
So your theory would be not to put a condition that it remains, would be that would be your future expansion for your greenhouse operation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then the only other complaint that we have often is the hours of operation, right? And you guys kind of start a little early. What are they?
My hours of operation that I would like to operate under would be from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. simply because once the garden center were to go in, you could potentially have the beach traffic coming down 16 stopping in on their way through. So I would not like to go until 5 o'clock. Most of them are not on the roads then. Between 7 and 8, you're still getting some traffic coming through there, especially on a Saturday or a Sunday, as they're coming to and from the beach area. I did also mention we provide snow removal services. So at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, we're going. So that is a bit of a gray area, I would say, during the winter months. So I'm not asking for a 24-hour service, but I am requesting that we're able to provide those snow removal services.
Is your 6 o'clock start time, is that when you leave the site?
No.
One of the complaints that we had is that they're showing up at 5 and they're starting their vehicles and backup alarms and, you know, all that stuff.
We start our facility at 7 a.m. I might get there at 6:30. I want to be able to say, okay, if a mulch delivery tractor trailer were to come in and deliver early in the morning, he would be allowed to be there at 6 a.m.
At 6.
But no crews start before 7
o'clock. So no starting, no tuning the tractors, no sharpening the blades. Everything would begin at 6 and go forward.
Exactly.
Okay. And is there mention of in the conditions of dumpsters?
Right now, our dumpster sits right here, okay, which is just in line with some fuel pumps that are there. It's behind a existing shed that was already on the property when we purchased it. So right now they are out of sight from the roadway here, but I've been through the conditional use once, and wherever it has to go is where it can go.
I'm not too concerned about where it is, as long as it doesn't, that it's shielded. Mm-hmm. You know, where it is now is fine, but if you put it out next to a neighbor and it's not shielded and all the stuff's blowing in his yard, then I got a problem.
I'm very well aware of not making that happen, so yes.
So that's all the questions I have.
Okay. IG, you alluded to some complaints. I didn't
not,
see it.
Not
at this location.
Not with his operation.
Okay, that's what I said. Okay, but in general, you're saying complaints of these types of operation. Okay,
yes.
I'm just wondering the impact of, because it's so close to the Milton Road there. Is that where your trucks go and go to the Milton Road and then go wherever they have to go, or do they go the other way too sometimes?
They go out to 16.
They go to 16.
We very rarely, an account manager in a pickup truck might head.
All right. Well, that was my guess. So what I'm thinking is, I personally would love to approve a conditional use that we didn't have to do much monitoring on the part of the county. And with hours of operation, maybe because of this location. Now, I don't know about the impact of the house right across the street and the neighbors further down, but I think that because you're still in an agricultural residential neighborhood, we ought to be sensitive to that. So I'd love to see the beginnings of some kind of landscaping around the perimeter, just again to soften the harshness of your commercial activity in this residential neighborhood and agricultural neighborhood. And then if Dogfish, I guess, in the front changed you know, just they didn't need you anymore, they found another parcel. You would then utilize that for...
That's where the garden center would be going.
In the future, sometime.
In the future, right, exactly. Right. And I just continue to renew their lease year after year until I know we're ready to pull the trigger
I got you. So you'll control that more.
Exactly.
I mean, if there's a way that we wouldn't have to monitor a number of vehicles and other things like that, it's it'd be great. In this particular location, I don't know if there's a need, maybe.
You mean going out to 16 only?
Well, I know going the other way would have, the people wouldn't like that, because that's where we run into problems, when the trucks are flying in and out and coming back from work real fast. Can't wait
to
be home.
You'd be amenable to a...
Not your workers.
No. But I used to have a horse, and he used to like to go back to the stable.
Would you be amenable to a condition that says the work vehicles go out to 16?
I would be fine with that. That's how I prefer them to go anyway, is to head down a main highway.
Puts them on a safer road. And,
exactly.
Right, with shoulders and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, can we do that?
Are you all right with that?
Well, we can...
I'm not sure how we're going to enforce that.
Yeah, I was going to say,
we can't enforce that.
I think that one's going to be incredibly difficult to enforce.
Along with many others.
That's a condition that's not on the property. That's a condition that's on
the road.
That's
on
correct.
The road. So I don't know how we could even make that a condition.
On the last one, we got it down to axles.
Right.
What are we doing? We can count axles, but we can't count trucks.
In the past, we have recommended
traffic
patterns. We can count trucks and limit the number of vehicles and equipment and the size of the equipment. But I think telling them they can only turn one way and not both ways, I don't know how I could violate them, because technically they're off the premises.
Let me just say this. In the first five parts of the conditional use, number 1 through 5, could there be a reference in there about the use of going to, you know, would be generally recommended that the vehicles, work-related vehicles, use Route 16 or whatever, and put it in there and not as a condition, but it would be referenced as part of the conditional use that this council thought it would be important. At least you've been put on notice that we would like you to go there. If you didn't go that way, it wouldn't be a condition, but it would be something we could point to.
I mean, I'm all in favor of...
We could point to it to say that you had agreed that your vehicles were primarily going to use that route. And that's all I would just like to have you on record saying that was your intent. So if your intent ends up being different, we could say, wait a minute. We could point to that and say that we got a problem here.
I mean, if you guys are allowed to do that, then by all means, I agree to it, because that's what I prefer.
We don't want to have somebody call up and say, I saw a truck going the other direction.
Yeah.
If you would do that, Mr. Cole, I would suggest at the end of number 5, simply adding the verbiage, the applicant agreed that his vehicles will primarily use Route 16. We could put work vehicles in that.
Right. And that he's acknowledged as the applicant, and so we have something to...
And I have already discussed with Century Engineering. They've replaced multiple railroad crossings along Route 16 already. Mine on Spicer Road is the next one. When they do that, we will have to go, obviously, the other direction access 16 for a while. They don't know when they're going to do it yet. It could be a year. It could be 5 years. But
could be never.
Could be never.
So go ahead, Mr. Cole.
No, the only other issue I would get, again, so I don't know about the hours of operation, again, something would be required to be monitored, is in this location, which doesn't have many neighbors at this time, hours of operation, how critical are they? Because, the retail is only going to go to a certain amount of time. I mean,
the retail is not my concern as much as
the other.
As the start time.
Right.
Because we've had several complaints.
Start times.
About not so much the start times, but the prep time.
Right.
Before the start time.
Right.
From other applications.
From other applications, not this application. But I think it's the same business.
In the
type of business.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Understand.
And the other complaint is the vehicles that have to back up and go beep, 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 beep at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning. So I do understand that.
You got a worried look on your face. Are you all right with that?
Whatever the council decides.
Oh, come on. You're supposed to have some input.
Yeah. I did have a question for Janelle. Mm-hmm. He did mention in his testimony about snowplow operations. Since that is going to be off-site from this, is there anything that we would need to add to this, possibly just acknowledging that?
I think we might want to acknowledge that an incidental use to the landscape business would be snow removal during the winter season.
Right, but and which exempt, take
and
place.
And exempt them from any hours. Right. Just say
because that's off site. Yeah.
Any yes. snow removal operation.
So it
exempt
it would just
from,
be storage
exempt.
Of.
As long as you're doing
I'm
my
guessing
driveway
he's
first.
Going to use his work trucks and then just store plows at the site and on and off when needed.
Yeah, you just exempt it.
Now, how many acres do you have? 39?
There's 39 there, yeah.
If you got 39 acres, I can't see where the big problem is to start with. It's agriculture land.
No, saying. It's not. It's a business.
It's 39 acres. Mr. Burton, it's 39 acres of farmland. It is a farm.
It is.
Regardless of what it is, it's a farm. I don't care what you want to call it. We can call it a boondock if you want to, but it's a farmland.
Just agree, IG.
I agree.
30 work trucks. Okay, K. How important is K to be in there if the guy's going to run a bit? I mean, I would just say I would strike K. What do you think?
Well,
what do you,
we should do that after we finish the public
okay.
hearing.
Okay, I'm just trying to see if there's a consensus to do it, conversation.
And as a growing business, I do anticipate growth with adding additional vehicles, clearly, and machines.
Antar George for manager. He knows how to run that business.
I got a lot of experience.
I don't have any problem in striking K.
Okay. Any other thoughts on K?
I'm reserving my thoughts until we hear the other side, if there is another side.
Okay.
So I think we're barking up a tree that may not exist.
No, I'm just putting it on the table now so that we've at least discussed it now.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Those are some
thoughts. Do you have anything else to add?
That will be it.
Okay. Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Thank you, Council.
Anyone in favor? Seeing none, Mr. President, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public record or close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. If it's okay with Council, close the public record.
I make a motion
to close it. We're okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Moore, if you will read the short title.
Yes.
And we'll see if I want to amend anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with outdoor storage and a retail garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek and Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 39.004 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 and Condition 6A through O.
Are there any proposed changes to the conditions?
Well, I would make a recommendation that we amend.
Reasons.
Pardon?
Conditions or reasons?
Yeah, reason. Number 5 to add some wording that, and you want to do one at a time?
Sure, yes, please.
Mr. Moore, could you read some additional verbiage for number 5?
At the end of number 5, add the verbiage. The applicant agreed that his work vehicles will primarily use Route 16.
Okay, I would make a motion that we would amend reasons.
Number 5.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Burton, to amend reason number 5 as read by Mr. Moore a while ago in the public record. Any questions on that? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Burton.
I'm going to vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Next, any more changes?
Yes, Mr. President. What was it? Let me get down here.
If you're looking at K, Mr., you had suggested possibly
striking.
Deleting that.
Yes.
Could we insert in its place there is a snow removal operation that is incidental to the operation of the greenhouse and landscape operations.
And it would be exempt from other conditions?
The snow removal operation will be exempt from hours of operation.
Okay, that's why I say you need to, okay. I would make that motion that we strike the wording in K.
Replace.
And replace with what Mr. Moore had just stated.
Okay, would you read that, Mr. Moore, please?
Yes, there is a snow removal operation that is an incidental in use to this operation, and the snow removal operation will be exempt from hours of operation.
I'll make that motion.
Cole?
Yes. Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Anything else?
I think we should have something that the hours of operation, the ending time is fine. The 6 o'clock time would be somehow worded where it's.
What type of activity starts at six versus
all
what?
Activity begin at six, not.
He says it starts
before that.
And employees would arrive no earlier than 6 o'clock or 6:30 in the morning?
Right.
What's that?
That no employees would arrive prior to 6 or 6:30 in the morning?
I don't really care when they arrive. If they're arriving doing paperwork or getting organized for the day, that's not the problem I have. I have the problem with them sharpening the equipment, doing everything they need to do to get ready at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to go out at six.
Right. So if they can't get there before six.
They could get there because employees would get there, so you could start to work at six. But could we insert between the hours of 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. state the hours of 6 a.m., which shall include the operation of any equipment, and repairs of any equipment, because that's what you're trying to prevent.
That's what I'm trying to prevent.
Are you saying 6 to 8?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 at night, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when 8 o'clock in the morning, my goodness, everybody would be up that time of day.
I'll make a motion for that.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. There's some more for you to read the verbiage, please. When you get it.
Just a second.
Yep, when you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, retired people can't hear no way. After 8 o'clock.
Okay, in on item L, after the words 6 a.m., add which shall include operation of work equipment, vehicles, and any repairs and preparation of equipment. So all that would take place after 6 a.m.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Cole. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Based on testimony of the applicant and agreement thereof, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I think we'll have to put a time clock in. I vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else?
I think the dumpster shielded from view should be added. Or shielded somehow. Whatever we say in our language.
Shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and uses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before.
Janelle, which item would that be?
Stick it in somewhere.
The new one.
Should
you can make that O and then O, the new P, if you want to leave that one the last one.
Yeah, the final site plan should be the last one.
One. So if you
actually want to the N should be before too. So make a new N, and then the current N and O will become O and B.
Or M could you add it to M, right on the back side of M?
Sure.
Just tuck it in there.
Tuck it in there.
Tuck it. And did you have verbiage worked up on that, Ms. Cornwell?
That dumpsters shall be screened from neighboring uses and properties.
That would be added after M.
In M period, and then reference the, what do you call it, the dumpster?
Yes.
Dumpsters shall be screened from neighboring properties.
Yeah, the verbiage she read.
Whatever.
How far back from the other property?
That a motion, Mr. Burton?
That's a motion.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to add to condition M, the verbiage that Ms. Cornwell read about the dumpster. Questions on a motion?
How far is that from other property? Talking about where we want this dumpster, how far can that be? Could it be 100?
That'll be done at the site plan approval process.
Can't be done 100, could put 100 feet away from other property, still be safe? Dumpster anywhere you want it to?
Well, what they want to do is screen it from the neighbors.
I'm just saying, if you want a dumpster, can't you call man up and tell him to come put a dumpster over, have it screened? If you're 100 feet from someone else's property? Why is it so necessary to have a screen? Why do we have to go through that expense? Why is it necessary to do all that monitoring?
We're not going to monitor it.
It seems to me we're after that. We're trying to make these rules. We're making rules, and we got to comply to them some kind of way.
It's because, Sam, because if you want to run a commercial operation in a residential district, there's sometimes you need to do certain things, and this
I believe if you're 100 feet from somebody else's property, don't worry about it.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you believe that.
Okay. Well, let's put down 100 feet.
Well, wait a minute. We don't have a motion. We got a motion and a second. Get ready to take a vote.
Right.
Who understands the motion? We're adding the dumpster to be screened.
Just to be screened.
You got a little fence around
Yes, fence, whatever, something to screen it.
Help catch the papers that blows out.
There you go. Keep it off the neighbor's properties.
Yeah.
We'll take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will, based on a 40-acre parcel and the picture that I'm viewing at this moment, which appears to be a natural hedge already, I will vote no.
Mr. Burton?
I will vote yes.
I'll vote
Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
More regulations.
Anything else from anybody? Mr. Moore, if you'll read a short title.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business with outdoor storage and a retail garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek and Broad Creek Country, Sussex County, containing 39.004 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning. This 1 through 5 and condition 6A through O as amended by this council.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion, we accept it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
As amended.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as amended.
Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I will vote in favor per Planning and Zoning's recommendations as amended.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of Planning and Zoning's recommendations with our amendments.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of Planning and Zoning. Whatever recommendations you guys want to put on, it's okay with me.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons as we've previously heard.
I also will agree with Planning and Zoning's recommendation as amended by us. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Go forth and be prosperous.
The next hearing today is conditional use number 2109. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an application on behalf of Quakertown Wellness Center. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a holistic treatment center, including massage, acupuncture, and chiropractic, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.55 acre, more or less, located on the southeast side of Savannah Road, approximately 0.85 mile east of Westcote Road. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 8.14, Parcel 49, and Parcel District 335, Map 8, Parcel 35. The 911 address is 1204 Savannah Road, Lewis. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on December 14th. At that time, a number of items were introduced into the record, including, I believe there were over 60 letters in support. The comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of this DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS, a site plan, and a staff analysis. At that time, the Planning Commission deferred the application, but at their December 21st meeting, they did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through J. Thank you.
Okay, any questions from council?
Is anybody aware, is this part of any subdivision with any deed restrictions?
There were no known deed restrictions.
Did anybody look? We don't know.
I believe there weren't any.
Okay, I don't know. Just asking.
Would the applicant come forward, please? Again, give us your name and address and why the council should act favorably.
My name is Kim Furtado. My address is 32248 Sandpiper Drive in Millsboro, Delaware. I've been in practice as a naturopathic physician since 2001 in Sussex County, and I joined Quakertown Wellness Center in 2012. We were informed last year that our 10-year lease, the center has been there since 2007. Linda and Kirk Beebe are starting to rent our old facility to Beebe Medical Center, and so we were lucky enough to find a wonderful facility only 5 doors down from where we've been operating the past 10 years. We have myself in practice as a naturopath, like I said. We also have three acupuncturists, some massage therapists, and some energy healers. We are needing to make some adjustments to the property based on the fire marshal's recommendations, and that we need to make a ADA compliant bathroom and wheelchair ramp. And we are excited about this opportunity. Space will be no more than 3,500 square feet of professional healthcare space. Hours of operation will be between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, but most of our office hours, most of my clinicians come in around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and we are usually done by 6. We sometimes have some meditation classes or other workshops in the evening. And some of my practitioners take evening hours, but no one's really there past 7 very often. Some of my clinicians do work on Saturdays with limited hours on Sundays if they are asked to come in to help a client. But most of us are not there on Sundays. There'll be one lighted sign, not to exceed 32 square feet per side. Trash is managed with residential size bins. We actually only take trash out every 2 weeks because we don't really generate very much. But it'll be in a usual fashion for residential use. But the buffer along the southwestern boundary of the property is adjacent to a residential property that is abutting the parking.
So parcel 35 and 49?
Yes, correct.
Okay, because yep. I see the yellow going around that one.
Yes. The applications for both parcels.
Gotcha.
The parking is mostly aligned on 35.
Already existing.
Beautiful. Okay. And because our headlights kind of face to the property on, is that 13 mm-hmm. or 12? I've spoken to the neighbor. He also only comes on weekends. They don't live there full time, but we've agreed to put in a fence after I close. Just to clarify, I don't own this property. I'm under contract to purchase this property, but my financing is contingent on this approval today.
You can always back in.
What's here?
With the headlights, you can always back in.
Yeah, except that, you know, it's like herding cats sometimes dealing with people, so I think I'd rather put up the fence than have to be watching everybody. But they've been very open. There's a living hedge already for one-third. And I offered to extend that because I kind of prefer that, but he wanted a fence, so we're going to just go with the fence. We are compliant with DLDOT requirements because they don't require anything. So we have a lot of space to turn around. As you can see, it's almost like 3 driveways worth of entrance, and we've got a good flow going. The final site plan is obviously up to review. I think we covered all of that. I think we could just speak to the need of the community. We serve clients of all ages. We have a wonderful working relationship with the local healthcare community, and as Janelle commented, we have had, I think it's actually 85, because I put in 65 before the hearing and then gave you 20 more. Our clients really are in support of this continuing. We would not have another place to work. There really aren't many. We learned through this process there just isn't a place, even for four clinical rooms, available in the general area for rent. In fact, I had another colleague of mine who was a group of six clinicians down the road. Their lease was ending, and they were having some issues with the ADA compliance, and their group had to disband. They have to rent separate spaces because there really isn't anything available right now. So we're really pleased to have this opportunity to serve the community as we have been doing. I think, the parking, we spoke about it, but we're actually providing, just to clarify, that by code we're required to provide 12 parking spaces, 9 spaces plus 1 ADA parking, and an additional 3 spaces are required for potential expansion, which would get us to 15. We are actually written into the plan for 18, and I think because of what the fire marshal is asking of us, we're going to have to actually show all those 18. We have to have a second story egress at this point, and I'm losing a clinical room. So it's a big change. And so, because they have to move the door and I can't use it for care anymore. So the addition that was on the first floor that we were going to be putting the ADA bathroom in, we're going to put a couple more rooms upstairs to make up for my loss from the fire marshal. But I still think, and I'll confer with Janelle, I think we're still good with 18 spots. Plus, I think there's a little bit more room for the 8 than 18, but we've plotted out 18.
Okay. Any questions, counsel?
No, I just, over the years, the road into Lewis is you know, one of the major access points to Lewis, and we've always tried to make sure it looks attractive, and you're going to keep that residential look of the house.
Correct.
We'll maintain, and we've also, you know, emphasized that we'd like to see green grass in the front of these houses as opposed to all parking. So it appears that you haven't changed much there, and that we still have the green in the front and a residential look. Yeah. So it's part of that byway. You know, the Lewis people over there, they are really concerned about, you know, what we do sometimes on that stretch of road.
Well, one of my other hats that I wear is I teach a school garden over in Selbyville, I am a devoted gardener, so I can imagine that this is going to even look more.
Do you do anything with toxins?
I do. Detoxification work with patients.
Good. I don't need to hear any
sidebar.
Organic gardens.
I'm going to stick to the application, Mr. President. Do you give samples?
I'm sorry?
Do you give samples of, like, massages and things like that?
I don't really.
I wasn't saying I was the recipient. I was just asking a question.
You know, when we have a health fair, we do have, like, acupuncture going on and chair massage and all that kind of thing. Good. Yes.
I do
lots
read.
Lots of delicious.
When you have acupuncture, what's that? Is that where you
any more questions of counsel?
Yes.
Is that where you poke with needles?
Yeah. But really, they shouldn't be called needles. They're filaments. They're very thin.
More.
They don't hurt.
Okay. Do you have anything else to add?
I do have one comment. Would you be against, just because, again, the last application was a 40-acre parcel, a little different, but on it's not unusual for this council to make a decision on conditional uses, especially along these lines, to letter number C, the one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet. That's an 8-foot by 4-foot sign. That's a really big sign. So
yeah, I just,
would mirror, you be okay if it was half that, like a 4x4, like a 4-foot by 4-foot sign? Unless you felt something different.
My only concern is this. I would like to be able to post some community events that we're going to have in a little bit, like a very nice way, not a lighted way that's kind of zappy or anything. But sometimes we have meditation classes and we have just some healing activity that occurs periodically. I wouldn't mind being able to have a sign that allows for me to announce that. It won't be that large. I wouldn't mind it. No, I don't want you to cut it right in half, but I can make it smaller than the 32.
My only point would be, Rob, is on Savannah Road, there is already existing doctor's offices and things, and we've been permitting 32.
Yeah.
Square feet in that general area for years, and it's not like it's a newly created conditional use in an area that has no other commercial activities, and we have a big sign that would be oversized. So I don't know if it's that critical. I will side with the applicant.
We can note that at our old space, the sign, if you're familiar, are you familiar with our old location on Long 20?
I am, but I don't recall the sign.
Yeah, the sign is actually very large. I don't actually want to create a sign that big. I just want to be able to have the ability to have some part of the sign that's stable and just says our name and some part that changes with some community announcements. But if I can't afford that, I won't do that, sure. To be honest.
Okay.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone?
I think Mr. Parsons wants to speak.
Yes. You need
you
to come up.
You got to get up. We're not going to let you get away with just sitting there.
My name is Harry Dale Parsons. This course is titled under, Pappy's Lady. LLC. The property basically is about 160 foot frontage and about 101 foot deep. What is there and everything else, I think it's all compatible. I am going to be riding by there quite a little bit, so I don't want too big a sign either. And outside of that, I don't know really what else to tell you gentlemen. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But
thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are you Captain Dale Parsons?
That's right.
That's what I thought.
Okay. You want to shoot me?
No, you don't have a boat named Dreamboat, do you?
No, that was okay. Stanley Johnson.
Stanley, I like it. I thought it might have been you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. Council desires to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a holistic treatment center, including massage, acupuncture, and chiropractor, to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.55 acre, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through J.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion we accept.
Can
I? Mr. Cole.
I just was thinking of something. I would say, why don't we strike H, hours of operation?
I would take a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to strike hours of operation, just so it's something that the county doesn't have to worry about monitoring or enforcing.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
I second it.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to delete item
H.
H. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
There's no testimony to justify that, so I'm going to say no. So that's my.
Sure.
So no.
Mr. Burton?
My vote would be no as well. There's no testimony to say that there was. And with the hours, would this, if that this no hours of operation would continue with the conditional use to whoever owned it? And I think having hours of operation or something that we can amend if we need to, but to have them there is not a bad thing. So my vote is no.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Well, since I made that motion, and Mr. Moore, tell me if, because the title says Quakertown Wellness Center, Holistic Treatment Center, et cetera, so another conditional use similar to that use, like a chiropractor's office, a medical center, something like that. So I understand exactly what Mr. Burton's saying. I think he's entirely correct. But I believe, is there enough in that title to say that the next person who purchased, if she sells this, that we could be assured that it would be something that would give massages, acupuncture, chiropractor, or something like that?
In holistic treatment, yes. It would have to be something very similar to this. Otherwise, whoever purchased would have to come back in to either change the conditions of the conditional use or a new conditional use.
But that
I understand that.
Activity could be a 24-hour activity.
Yes.
Could be a 24-hour massage parlor. You were kind of looking forward to that, weren't you? You were hoping.
How about if I come in?
Moving right along.
Yeah, move right. Okay. You know what? I'll just leave things as they. I'm sorry I brought it up. I'll vote no. I'm sorry I brought it up.
I also vote no. Motion's defeated.
Okay, then vote. I'd already read the everything. And there's
I'll
no
make a motion to adopt the ordinance as presented with the conditions.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Burton. To adopt conditional use number 2109 for reasons 1 through 7 and with conditions 8A through 8J.
So what time are they going to quit?
9 o'clock.
That means if I get there about 8:30, you're halfway punching me. You keep right on, right?
Yep.
I mean,
you probably need some puncturing once in a while, but it's okay. Any questions on the motion?
Yes. Not on the motion, but on the record itself, planning zonings. I think I've asked this in the past. Maybe if we can somehow, because I read this and planning zoning, it says 4-0 it carried 4-0, but I don't know who's not present.
Oh, Mr. Ross is out of the country at the moment.
You know that.
We'll get that into the.
If you
we'll
can,
get that in there.
I think it's important to have.
Good news.
Who's not there and why they didn't vote? If they're absent, if they recuse themselves.
We'll amend that.
We should really have that in the record. I think always in all these applications. I think that's very relevant. So, that's my comment to this application. Yes,
Mr. Burton,
per planning zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, per planning zoning's recommendation and our. Motion.
Wilson.
I vote yes on P&Z's recommendations.
Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons as others.
I agree. Planning and zoning also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
The